Tales from the Flip Side, and I am your host, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk, prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And on this episode, we are going to be reviewing the Batman Gotham by Gaslight animated movie from DC. But before we do that, we've got to thank our sponsor. Returning this week is Vault, V-A-L-T, and they specialize in password recovery. How many times have you forgotten a password or lost a password and you have to go through the rigmarole of sending a reset password email, or, you know, trying to remember what it is or what your best friend's nickname was in junior high? Well, Vault solves that problem because they use specially selected images to help you remember your password. They're images that connect with you. They're easily remembered by you, and they teach you how to associate those images with passwords. And they use psychology and cognitive reasoning research to create a method that's not only effective and secure, but it's fun. And they use NSA-level encryption. It is a fantastic, fantastic service. And if you're like me and you have this problem every now and again, Vault will help you. And we've got a very, very special deal just for our listeners. If you go to vault.io, that's vault.io/tales, T-A-L-E-S, that's vault.io/tales, you can download Vault for iOS and Mac devices right now, and as a special for our listeners, register for a $100 gift card. You could win a $100 gift card just by going to vault.io/tales today. All right. Well, let's talk about Gotham by Gaslight. Now, anyone who's been listening to the show for a long time, you guys know that I am primarily a Marvel shill. I am a Marvel Comics fan. I am a Marvel movie fan. And in general, I've not really enjoyed the DC movies. Justice League, Batman versus Superman. Wonder Woman was pretty good because of the diesel punk aesthetic. But their animated movies have been phenomenal over the years. And Gotham by Gaslight is no exception. I had to have a quick refreshment. Gotham by Gaslight is set in the either late 1800s or early 1900s. It's not real clear, but the premise, the MacGuffin, is that Jack the Ripper is committing his murders in Gotham and not in London. And the Batman is trying to hunt down Jack the Ripper. And, you know, this is a great steampunk offering in the world of the DC animated movies. Now, you guys know I'm not really a steampunk. I'm into diesel punk. And what is the difference? Well, steampunk is Victorian era, while diesel punk is the 20s, 30s, and 40s into the 50s. But for anyone who is into the anachronistic genres, anachrocon, or I just got done with anachrocon, so I've got that on my brain, anachropunk or retropunk, if you're into those aesthetics, you're going to love Gotham by Gaslight. And I just want to say that this, for me, has been the best of the DC animated movies to date. There have been quite a few that I've really enjoyed, especially Teen Titans versus Justice League and Teen Titans Judas Contract, I thought were just absolutely spectacular. Aquaman, Throne of Atlantis was really great. But this one is by far the best Batman animated movie, and in my opinion, to date, the best DC animated movie. Now let's talk real quick about the cast. Bruce Greenwood reprises his role as Batman Bruce Wayne. Along with Kevin Conroy, Bruce Greenwood has become one of the iconic voices of Batman in recent years. So if you're not hearing Kevin Conroy, chances are you're hearing Bruce Greenwood. Jennifer Carpenter plays Selina Kyle. She doesn't go full-on Catwoman in this movie, but she and Bruce Wayne, Batman, do have a very strong relationship. It is a romantic relationship. It is not adversarial, and it's great. And let's see, some additional voices. Just looking here. Anthony Head plays Alfred Pennyworth. And Yuri Lowenthal plays Harvey Dent. And I'm looking for, Scott Patterson plays James Gordon. Now, here is a huge spoiler. So if you've not seen this movie yet, turn this off, go watch it, and then you can come back and you know, debate my assessment of this movie. But big spoiler, Jack the Ripper is actually Commissioner James Gordon. That was a twist I did not see coming. It took me completely by surprise. And his wife, Barbara, not his daughter, Barbara, but his wife, Barbara, is an abused spouse who has been brainwashed into following James Gordon's edicts. His mission, as it were, is to purify Gotham from the sin and evil of crime, in particular drugs and prostitution, in Victorian Gotham. And casting James Gordon as the villain really was a twist. I was not expecting that, and it was a nice surprise. It was a nice twist for a change to have something come out of the blue that I'm not expecting. Normally, I see the ending coming in these movies, or I see the twist or the MacGuffin coming a mile away. I just saw the movie Coco, and I'll do a separate review on that. But I saw that halfway through the movie. I saw the resolution coming. But Batman by Gaslight, I did not see Gordon as Jack the Ripper until the very end. And it took me completely by surprise. Now, I just want to say that the visual designs on this are spectacular. They do a great job of interpreting the Batman mythos, costuming, and whatnot into a Victorian style. And the animation is flawless. Flawless animation. It is strong, strong, strong. And this movie just overall was one of the best movies I've seen so far this year. And definitely the best superhero animated movie I've ever seen. And I'd like to hear your opinions on that. Do you agree? Was it that strong? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Now, a couple of things as a word of warning. I never read the original graphic novel by Mike Mignola, but some people tell me that the movie does vary from the original story a little bit. And the nice part, though, is that the visual designs, the costume designs, definitely maintain that Mike Mignola design element. And you really see the Mike Mignola influence in a lot of scenes with the slouched shoulders, a lot of the angled, you know, he's got that style that has a lot of sharp angles. And the movie really retains that. And I like that a lot. Like that a lot. So if you're into anachropunk, steampunk, dieselpunk, retro sci-fi aesthetics, check out Gotham by Gaslight. You'll really, really love it. Strong story, strong animation, lot of fun. Surprise twist that, well, if you're listening to this before seeing it, it's not a surprise anymore. But a twist that just takes you completely by surprise. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD right now. And I you know what? I think it's worth picking up. Go get the Steelbook from Target and add it to your collection. I know that it was well worth the $20 that I spent for the Blu-ray and DVD combo. And it was definitely a great night of entertainment. I'll add this. The nicest thing about getting this movie and watching it was that it's a movie that I can watch with my son. And, you know, my 17-year-old son loved this movie, too. He thought it was really strong and really enjoyed it, too. So this is a movie that you can watch with your family. Now, there is a few instances where there is some bad language, so, you know, maybe you want to screen it before you let the kiddos watch it. But there's and there is some, you know, violence and blood. I mean, we're talking about Jack the Ripper here. So, but it's a nice, nice twist on the Jack the Ripper mythos. So check that out. All right, guys, we gotta leave. I'm recording this live from the Murfreesboro Anime and Comic Con, and we'll be doing some more recording and video later on, so you can check that on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page. If you like the show, you know, drop us a note on Facebook or Instagram, or, you know, connect with us online at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Check out our YouTube video series, GraphicPolicy.com. They're a great partner. If you're not a subscriber to the Graphic Policy newsletter, you need to be. And don't forget our sponsor this week, Vault, V-A-L-T. Check out vault.io/tales, T-A-L-E-S, as in Tales from the Flip Side, vault.io/tales for sexy password recovery, and register to win the $100 gift card. And while you're at it, don't forget to post a review on iTunes and Stitcher. Make it good. And we would appreciate that tremendously. All right, guys and gals, that's it for this week and my review of Gotham by Gaslight. Hope you enjoyed it. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.